Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hello and greetings, everybody. It is a hump day Wednesday. A lot going on, actually. We'll get you all caught up in the state of Florida. I'm Craig Sheeman, social distancing from our studios here in Estero. Chris on the other side of the glass. We've got Pete Shepherd at his home studio in Bonita. We'll get into the statewide lockdown that was just sent down about a half hour ago, effective tomorrow. We'll have all the details. Our phone number, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Pete Shepherd, how are you today?
I find that the irony that the word of the hour, whatever it was, the cash grab, was contact, because now we're really not going to have any starting midnight tomorrow. My goodness.
Was that really the word?
Yes.
Contact.
Contact.
Contact. By the way, still in effect for 13 minutes. If you text the word contact to the text number 45911 or enter it in our 99.3 ESPN app or online at 99.3ESPN.com, you could win $500 right now in the Sheeman to Shepherd cash grab. There's one every day at 2 o'clock. We'll have one at 4 and 6 as well. Now, if you do it through the app, you're eligible to win our $10,000 prize on May 11th. But yes,
but I want everybody to know, despite the seriousness of this horrible pandemic, there's good news that's breaking right now, just so you know, that Jadeveon Clowney has moved off his original asking price of 20-plus million, guys. So now it's closer to 17 or 18 million.
Really?
Yeah, so that's good news, isn't it?
It's reminiscent of when Tom Brady and Giselle lowered their price of their mansion by the Haba from 35.2 to 34.9. It's a steal.
Well, that's actually funny with Clowney lowering the price, because the Dolphins would have signed him for $17 million at the beginning of free agency. Instead, they took that $17 million and they split it up between Kyle Van Noy and Shaq Lawson.
Yeah, and that was probably the better thing to do.
It probably was.
The Titans and the Seahawks are apparently still interested in Clowney. But that's great news with all this other nonsense going on. Thank God, Jadeveon Clowney. What a sacrifice. Moving off of $3 million from $20 million down to maybe $17 to possibly $18 million. What a trooper.
Very good. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
He's not worth that. I'm sorry. He got 3 sacks last year. This isn't a defensive tackle we're talking about, where maybe if he takes on a double team every time, like, that's the value. No, he's a defensive end. Yeah. That's what he is.
Yes.
And he can't get after the quarterback.
A little inside stuff. Let me know today, because it's such a beautiful day outside. The humidity is way down. It's about 79 degrees. It's absolutely gorgeous. We have all the windows and doors open. So if you hear anything, they're doing a little bit of landscaping outside. But if it's coming through, let me know and I'll shut the door.
All right. Very good.
You're good right now.
I will. Yeah. So far, so good. It is a lovely day.
Yeah.
All right. There's a little confusion. So I just want to throw this out here. So Governor Ron DeSantis is signing this stay-at-home order for the state of Florida. I was told this starts tomorrow at midnight. I'm reading it starts tonight at midnight. We need to get some clarification on this.
It said Thursday midnight.
That's what I saw.
Okay. I'm looking at a – because that's everything I've heard. I'm looking at a TV station, ABC station up in Tallahassee that I think –
I looked at our own NBC,
I think mistakenly
too.
Has said midnight tonight, but I don't think that's accurate. I want to make sure we get that very – get that correct.
I think originally that's what it was. In fact, I actually took down the first tweet I did about a minute into it and just looked at it's Thursday midnight. And
okay.
I'm looking at
good.
You know, NBC 2, who we partner with, and they have it.
Okay.
It's Thursday midnight as well.
It seems like to me he's – and again, I'm not criticizing, because I wouldn't want his job or the president's job or anything. It sounds like up to the last minute he was still fighting this to keep Florida open, but I think a bunch of lawmakers petitioned him to sign it, and I think he acquiesced and signed it. Again, this is not criticism. This is the toughest decision he'll ever make in his career. So, by the way, to all you listening, we're part of the emergency broadcast system. We are essential personnel. This show will go on.
Damn right it's going to go on.
I'm still going to come in here. Pete's still going to do his thing at his house. Chris is still going to do his thing on the other side, in the other room across from me.
And again, under the order, the governor requiring all Floridians to limit movements and interactions outside their home to only those necessary to obtain or provide essential services or conduct essential activities. Seems, and I still probably think a lot of people will be confused, as there's some gray area there. I'm going to assume gas stations, I'm going to assume grocery stores, I'm going to assume liquor stores will be open.
Yes, all of those will be open. Pharmacies, all that.
Pharmacies, yeah.
All right, here's 443 texting in. Tonight at midnight is Thursday. We got to find out. We got to get real information here.
And technically, 443 is absolutely correct.
Yes. So I need clarification.
Tonight at midnight is
Thursday.
Thursday. But was the order tonight at midnight, or was it Thursday night at midnight? I don't know.
Just said, okay, I'm reading right now. The governor just blasted me on Twitter here. He announced a stay-at-home order for the entire state starting Thursday. That doesn't tell me anything.
Starting Thursday. Okay, so it starts tomorrow.
Okay.
Starts tomorrow.
Does it start at midnight tonight?
NBC2, their last little line says the order goes into effect Thursday night at midnight.
Okay, Thursday night at midnight means
tomorrow night.
We've got 30 some hours to get our act together.
Normally, this has been the way that states have acted. They've given residents 24 hours heads up.
Exactly. That state of California, Chris, said immediate.
Okay, that's the one though. But even like New York gave everybody a 24 hour. Louisiana has gone 24 hours. Most states have been doing the 24 hour thing.
More details of the full order haven't been released yet. They will be coming out.
All right, here's from WFLA. Governor's order goes into effect tomorrow at midnight. But again, I mean, to me that means we got a whole nother day to plan.
I hear it, Pete.
What do we got going on?
Can't hear it.
I hear the blower in the background.
I think he'll be gone in a second, and that'll be it, because he's just in front of our building. No, it's all right. Go.
All right. Well, we're going to continue. It'll probably take us the better part of 4 hours to figure out if midnight is tonight or if it's tomorrow.
But we're essential.
We are essential.
Well, this is why we're essential. We're supposed to be giving information out to the people. I got to get the right information out. They need to be more specific. I would rather they say 12:01 a.m. Friday. Thank you.
Right, give me a time.
That's what I'm looking for here. To 12:01 a.m. Friday or 12 midnight tonight. That's what I need.
It's daylight savings time.
That does me no good.
Oh, that's 2 a.m. So
that saves me an hour.
That's 2 a.m. That's easier, you know. It's 2 a.m. But midnight. How about 11:59?
That would be very acceptable if it were 11:59 p.m. tonight or 11:59 p.m. tomorrow. That would clarify very much for me. Again, people, this is why we are broadcasting an essential information here. We got to get it right, and nobody. And this isn't our fault. We need some clarity.
My thinking was initially all of it was tomorrow night at, I'm going to say, 11:59 and 59 seconds. Okay,
that's how I'm operating.
That's how I'm doing it.
All right,
very good. I have a 7:30 tee time tomorrow, and I'm playing.
My golfing guys just texted me. Well, it was good seeing you, boys.
From last weekend that you went out with?
Yeah. Well, it's just kind of the same group we go out with.
Yeah.
Maybe one or two guys rotate in and out, but same group for the whole part. Wow. Hey, nice knowing you boys.
So this is in effect for 30 days. So basically the whole month of April is just down the toilet.
I want to open up like a virtual bar. I feel like that would do well right now.
Want to get some Zoom cameras and we'll pop open our Coors Light together and have fun?
Yeah, do something.
Yeah, and we can do what, like Facebook Live or some kind of a toast to all of us. I find the irony once again with me, and this is, I stopped at Lansdowne today before I for lunch. I went over and saw Aaron.
Good for
and,
you, by the way.
Yep, got some wings, some awesome wings, and I got the Yaki Way, the pastrami sandwich that I love.
Yaki!
And it was great. People were going in. Pick up and everything else, sanitary stuff right at the door. I have to go use the front entrance over there, by the way. But the irony is, once again, my last lunch before all the restaurants shut down officially, before, you know, not including takeout, was at Lansdowne.
Yeah.
That was like 3 weeks ago, right before St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
And now today is my last sandwich today.
Yeah.
For a while.
So note to self, whenever Pete goes to our good friends and fantastic establishment at Lansdowne, keep your head on a swivel. Oh, goodness gracious.
Hang on a second. It's not good radio, but how come you just shot me that look?
What?
Yeah.
Who? Oh, the wife. Oh, he's getting
argument. Because of what? My wife just came over and put her... she's blaming me. It's all my fault. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right.
See?
Okay, Elaine. Thank you.
She also heard you say that it was your fault.
She did.
Bad luck for Lansdowne and the whole state, apparently.
Yeah. Meanwhile, today, I hear a shrill about, 10:15 this morning. I'm in the other room watching the Tiger Nut Jobs. I finished the series, by the way.
Oh, you did? Okay.
And there's a shrill, and I come running out of the other room because I don't want to disturb her by watching it, and I wasn't in the den where the studio set up, so I went in the other bedroom and was watching it. I hear a shrill. Hey! Oh, stop! Now, first thing I'm thinking of is Chara fell off her little stoop looking out the window, or she stepped on her by or something. No. She had, if she could have, she would have swum across the pond and saved this turtle. Because she watched this alligator right in front of our place go after it and chomp on it across the pond and was screaming. And I keep saying it's survival of the fittest. I don't care.
You know what? You know what? It is. It's nature. And it's tough
it
to
is.
Watch.
It,
it's tough to
she
watch.
She knows that, but it is tough to watch. But I, of course, immediately went out there and he had already either got it or narrowly missed it. But I dealt with that.
Is this the same alligator that laid the eggs outside your?
It might have been. This was another big one. I don't know. This one we got this morning, and it was literally parallel, staring right at my wife, where she has her chair out the window. We're looking out the window because she likes to be.
Where
in the
was
light.
The dog?
Oh, the dog was. Well, it was in the pond. You know, it was separate, but. But it was it was about 25 feet away. Oh, the dog was outside in the lanai. She couldn't really see it because there's bushes in the way.
Yes.
But
now, we discussed turtles yesterday because you and I are benevolent, and we have stopped our car and helped a turtle across the road before. I've done that numerous times.
And used towels to prevent salmonella, yes.
I didn't have any, so I Purelled afterward. But Chris would not go that far.
Which I faced some backlash, actually.
At home?
People calling in and texting in.
Now, once the turtle, here's the ironic part. Guys like us save turtles. They go across the street. They go in the ponds, and they get eaten by alligators.
Right, but honestly, and I'm not saying this to be funny or anything, but better that the turtle be eaten by an alligator than run over by a car.
I think...
No, Circle of Life. Did you ever watch the movie Lion King?
Yeah.
Craig, it's this great movie. I think it's based on a true story. I'm not positive on that, at least portions of it. Yeah. Circle of Life, as opposed to what? Just running over a turtle and a couple buzzards? Actually,
well, this goes true, too, when you watch those nature shows, whether it's Animal Planet or whatever it is, Planet Earth, and you see, lions and tigers, speaking of tigers, in their natural habitat, not in Tampa or in Oklahoma.
Yes.
And, going after prey. And some of the scenes are really graphic, and it's tough to watch, but it's the circle of life. That's the way it is.
Do you know why buzzards don't have any feathers on their head?
Why?
Because they're sticking their heads in dead animals, and if they had feathers, then it'd be higher risk to have, nasty stuff stick to them.
Oh, really?
And so they can actually just dunk their head in water or whatnot, and then it cleans off a lot easier.
How about that?
Learned that from Ron McGill.
Really?
Yeah.
Saw a bunch of buzzards circling over my back lanai the other day. I told my wife, you better watch out. Better stay alive. They'll come get you. But
some of the birds
I got one question about your turtle that your wife saw its demise.
Yeah. It was big. Yep.
Because you're going to do great trick shots and trick plays later on. Did the alligator bite it, flip it in the air, and then crunch it? Or anything like that?
By the time I got there, he was either in his mouth and he was half in the water, half out. His stomach looked pretty full, but it was still in his mouth, which I've seen before when I'm playing golf. Sometimes they keep it in their mouth, it's almost like they're playing with it, and then they flip it up as you know. Sometimes it goes back in their mouth, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
But I didn't actually see the turtle in its mouth. My wife saw it.
All right.
It may have gotten away. It may have gotten away, but he had gotten to it. What?
There's
She's saying it got away.
There's
but he
no
went
getting
after
away
it
from a gator.
Temporarily.
Okay.
Temporarily. But I've been on the course.
Without any damage? I mean,
I've heard the crunch on the course, yeah, which sounds like a bolt of lightning hit.
Well,
you know?
I think the gator's closing is. Gator, here's the trick if you ever run into a gator. This is a tip from Craig Sheeman, okay? Yeah. If you're ever face to face with a gator, you can hold its mouth shut with relative ease if you can reach it and grab it. If it's mm-hmm. already open, you got no chance. It's like the biggest spring loaded mouse trap ever. That thing's gonna snap on you and yep. it's gonna cut your arm off. So that's my little tip of the day.
Gee, thanks.
Closed mouth good, open mouth bad.
I just yeah. keep my distance and don't bother them, and they don't bother me, and all is good.
So you finished Tiger King last night.
I've actually finished it right before the show.
All right. Any thoughts without spoiler alerts for those that may not? Because Chris and I have watched it. I finished it the night before.
It's just, you know, he just kept saying, "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God." You know, as it kept going on and on and on. And
yes. All right. I'll ask you something. I ask Chris. Who do you think is the evilest person on the show? Or craziest? Those are two separate questions.
Well, the craziest is Joe, and I also, you know, I hate it when they found out he was killing tigers, and he said he only killed five, but you know that number was probably triple that. They only found five that he killed. They euthanized them, claiming they were sick. I'm not sure I believe him about that, so I really despise him for that. She's crazy.
I think she's the craziest.
I think Joe's the craziest, at least on the surface. I mean, she hides it. She tries to hide it better,
which is scary.
Than he does.
Yeah,
which is
the fat guy. The fat guy with the red hair is just
the strip club
creepy.
Owner. He's harmless.
He was.
He's harmless.
Creepy.
Harmless.
He's the know, whole bunch. He's the most harmless.
I didn't say he was just creepy.
Yeah,
he was just creepy. And then, of course, the guy you feel bad for is not the producer guy. Yes, but the guy with the blonde, long blonde hair, that got caught up in it, sort of, but. He was going to be – nothing happened to him. He didn't go to jail or anything.
The long blonde hair. You're not Joe Exotic. Who else had the long blonde hair?
The other guy that was kind of like he saw – he was very upset when he found out that Joe Exotic had killed the tigers.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the pizza part. When I finally got to the pizza part, which is –
was
oh,
that unbelievable?
My gosh. And they're sitting there going – I was waiting for Guy Fieri to walk up. Hey!
No doubt.
Talk about a dive. Here you are.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. Now, while you have your doors and windows open and you have some fresh air outside noise, that's fine. Chris and I have our doors closed and sealed. Chris, what the hell's going on across the hallway at 96K, Rob?
I don't know. They don't know that they're on air, apparently. These are basic things in radio.
But it's only, who's over there? There's only one person on the air over there, right?
On it's Haney and then a producer. The guy, the producer that had the fried greens.
Yeah, Rob.
What was the dinner that he fried it in?
Rob.
It was Brussels sprout.
Brussels sprout, Rob, and Haney. Stan is still quarantined because he went to New York. Like, I love Stan. I don't know why he went to New York 2 weeks ago. Dumbest move ever. I know
silly.
I know he's got to go see his mom.
It was silly
like
is what it was.
So we quarantined his ass.
No, he didn't. DeSantis did.
Well, no, I mean, we haven't seen Stan in 2 weeks.
No, Stan came in the first day he was back.
Okay.
And then that following day, I think it was a week ago yesterday, DeSantis came out. Hey, if you're traveling from New Jersey, New York, tri-state area, 14 days, stay at home.
Yep. Well, now it's
30, almost as silly as going on a cruise in February, but I won't mention any names.
Talking about. Not at all.
I'm just saying.
And just like that, we should be.
Okay, OJ. Oh, by the way, there was another OJ tweet the other day. We forgot to play it, but.
Oh, we did? Well, we got time.
Yeah, we can play it.
In fact, let me pencil that in for 3:45 today, if you don't mind. Oh, wait a minute. How are we going to play it? You usually play it from a computer in here.
Oh, you can figure it out over there, for God's sakes.
Can Chris play?
It takes 2 seconds.
All right, we'll find out.
Just one more thing on my plate, huh?
Piling on. So what is the noise going on across the hall?
They didn't. Haney was yelling at Rob because Rob apparently didn't know that he was on air. All I heard was, "We're on the air!" Like, not in a good way. Just like, hey, just to inform you, we're live right now.
What, was Rob, like, calling his girlfriend on his cell phone thinking his mic was turned off or something?
I'm not sure.
All right.
That's funny. I love Rob. When I was there, three nights in a row, I asked him when I went on the way home. I'm like, "Hey, Rob, I'm on the way home. But, you know, give me some Cheap Trick surrender." "Okay, Pete. Okay. Yeah. Never happens."
Oh, he didn't take care of you, huh?
No, well, he made some excuse up that it wasn't the right time for the rotation or it played early in the day. I'm like, I don't care. Just play it anyway.
Spies Like Us says that Joe, one of his husbands with the missing teeth from the meth, and Chris told me this, he now has a new set of teeth, looks good, and is married to a chick.
Yeah, I told you that a couple days ago.
One of you told me that. I thought Chris
I haven't seen evidence of it. There was a before and after picture on Twitter. I think I tweeted it out a few days ago.
That's at the end. Remember, he goes to the tattoo shop and he gets...
he's got the tattoo removal, the property of Joe Exotic above his junk.
Exactly.
Got that smoothed out with a...
In terms of cover-ups, really a terrible cover. It's not a cover-up. Right. It's just the Burmese bull on top of property of Joe Exotic.
Now, he still didn't have any teeth. In fact, he had less teeth in that final scene than he had earlier in the show because he lost his good front tooth. That was gone.
Two things that really stuck out at me this last two episodes were, number one, there was like, when he was putting on his, Joe Exotic was putting on his pants to go to, and what do you call it? I got to put
I don't know if we can say that on air.
Meaning his junk. But then he says, that there was like little, there was metal things, locks and stuff. He said that hang from it.
Just to keep it
like
simple,
a piercing?
He's got
like a piercing.
Yes.
But these weren't normal piercings, which are disgusting.
No, they
were
heavy,
and especially disgusting on somebody's, especially male junk. But these were like little mini locks, like you put on, like chaining a fence,
like you would close a suitcase with before 9/11, right? A little lock on the end of your suitcase.
Exactly.
Are you going to say this on the air? Can we say it on the air?
It's a piercing. It's not like a sexual act or anything.
I thought you were going to give it a name. Okay, fine.
No.
Well, he said, what do you call it?
Well, I guess we don't need to say it.
Okay.
He called it.
I can't remember. I remember the scene.
Oh, I know what it is.
Oh, okay.
I called it a Prince Albert. That's what it is.
Prince Albert. Yeah, I got to put my Prince Albert away. Yeah.
Which is fine. That's fine to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, iGuy, for the text as well.
But the, and then the other thing was, and it's horrible enough thinking about killing somebody, but. To only have to be honest with you, $5,000, that's it?
Well, they only
grand?
They only paid him $3,000.
I know. But five, I mean, as Luca Brasi said, not Luca Brasi, but Virgil Salazzo said in The Godfather, I don't like violence, Tom. Blood is a big expense.
Yes.
It is a big expense. Maybe not, I guess not in Tampa. For $5,000, you can whack somebody and get, well, I guess if you're out in the middle of the jungle in front of nothing or an oak, I don't understand. $5,000. Jeez.
Seem a little
I'm thinking, when they first set a price, I'm like, God, got to be 100 G's easy. At least 100.
Come on, you can do it for 35 to 50.
To cover your tracks and to pay off the cops or do whatever else you have to do, make sure nobody. $5,000? God almighty.
Yeah, you got to at least be cracking five figures.
Yeah.
I think at least 100 grand.
Yeah, we need
at least.
We need two numbers in front of the comma.
Yeah, at least.
But anyway.
That's what I hear.
I wouldn't do it.
5,000. Oh, jeez.
Never mind.
Yeah.
You get what you pay for too.
I guess. Well, they were kind of low, but that was the whole theme of the whole thing. You know, kind of low budget, right? Just
exactly.
Yeah.
So now, and she's just doing whatever she's doing.
Carol?
Yeah.
Big Cat Sanctuary up in Tampa, man. Still that on. Thing is still running.
I know.
I might take the kids up once the 30-day stay-at-home order is
Well, that's the problem. You know how much money she's going to profit off of this? I don't know if I'd want to, I mean.
Well, in an OJ
that's
kind
the problem.
Of way, right?
She's going to make a mint. It's going to be like she'll open before Disney World.
Yeah. She's
famous like OJ, though. So, but I think, yeah. I think.
How far is that from Busch Gardens? I've been to Busch Gardens. Right? I don't know where she is in regards to that.
I'm not sure. By the way, let me throw this in here. This only took us 25 minutes. Locator Jim texting in. Wednesday during the press conference in Tallahassee, the governor said the order will go into effect at 12:01 a.m. Friday. So that is the final.
Thursday midnight.
So you've got whatever we have left today, 9.5 hours today plus 24 hours tomorrow to get your act together. Hunker down.
Oh, wow. That's just off Fruitville Road in Sarasota.
That's south of Tampa.
That's south of Tampa.
That's closer
to us. Is
that
closer to Bradenton?
That's closer to us.
Yeah, that's just north of Bradenton.
Wow.
Maybe not just north, but it's north of Bradenton, right. Northport. Yeah.
Okay, here's an idea.
But it's right in Sarasota. I'm sorry, just south of Bradenton, not north, south.
Let's do a remote broadcast from there on
absolutely.
May 1st.
And once we get things going here, get our sales team. We'll broadcast from the side of the road.
I want our money up front.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right by Siesta Key?
Oh, yeah.
Let's stay there?
hey, we can have a contest. One of our listeners, see how long they can stay in the cage with a tiger. How about that? We have a sick audience. They'll go for it.
Oh, yeah, the sheriff in Hillsborough County has reopened that case. You saw that tweet that was put out, right?
Yes. I tweeted. I said that. That's what happened.
Okay, I want to make sure we get that out.
How about when Joe thought he was being, that she had sprinkled some sort of whatever stuff on his shoes? How about when the tiger grabbed him, started dragging him away?
Yeah. How about that?
Well, you could tell by the end, everybody was skittish. Everybody kind of felt that this was going to boil up at some point.
Right.
Between Carol and Joe.
Yeah.
And then Jeff, or that guy's doing.
Yeah.
That guy's the
problem. Also evil.
That guy's the problem
also
in all this. Evil. That's when all of Exotic Joe's real problems started.
Oh, no, just this, no, I won't say that.
No, the real ones.
That's when a different set of problems started.
The big ones.
Look, I was not under the impression that Joe was doing well before Jeff entered his life.
Oh, he looked like he was.
Well, in his own mind,
his own way.
His ego was humongous. Like he thought he could run for president and governor and all that kind of stuff.
The New Orleans Saints totally get it. They won't have a war room, but they are setting up shop in a bar room. According to Larry Holder of The Athletic, the Saints are doing their draft business at the Dixie Brewery. The regional brewery is owned by Saints owner Gil Benson, which makes it a reasonable place to do business. The league has barred teams from operating in their own facilities, as everybody knows, but they are allowing teams to set up small off-site offices during the draft. The rooms will be limited to 10 people. They'll have to maintain social distancing and make sure hand-washing and sanitizing procedures are followed. But the Saints are going to have it at the Dixie Brewery. And by the way, Chris, I'm not sure if I haven't seen Sound Street yet. I'm sure you sent it to me. But you saw Adam Schefter yesterday, right?
Be more specific.
No.
He went. I retweeted the story. You can play it off my Twitter account. He went off on the NFL. For Adam Schefter, I thought he was going to have a conniption right there. He is disgusted that they're even talking about the draft. This is Adam Schefter.
Really?
Yes. In fact, it was on Scott Van Pelt show last night.
I don't know what Adam Schefter expects the NFL to do, because there's no guarantee that at the end of the month, at the end of May, it's going to be any better than at the end of April. Right. Right? At the beginning of June, it's going
to
be.
You play it, listen to it during the break, and then you see what you think.
I'll try to track it down.
Well, I think it's right on my Twitter account. I tweet it. Look, scroll down a little bit, you'll see it.
Well, I'll take it a step further because we will have Jeff Pasch, who is the executive VP and also lead counsel for the NFL. They're planning on just 16 games starting on time. Mm-hmm. No problem. We're going to have fans. He was asked about contingency plans. He goes, "Hey, it's still March." So we're going to get into that as well.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys have seen this yet. Here's the big tease for the next segment. You know how yesterday we talked about how Tiger and Phil are talking again about doing a Tiger versus Phil thing to just entertain us in May? I've got the details, and it is going to be awesome.
Oh, really? Because the latest details where it's on hold?
No.
Yes. Well, look at that first. Go to ESPN.com and check out the
details. I don't care about that. I don't care about that.
Okay.
Because I'm going to tell you what they're trying to put together. It's going to be spectacular if it ever happens. Mm-hmm. That's next. Sheeman to Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHEP326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Wednesday.
It might be
the one of the last, I didn't hesitate to say normal days because nothing's been normal. In case you missed it, just got in your car, whatever the case may be. Governor DeSantis is going to shut down Florida, basically, starting at midnight tomorrow. We are, because we're part of the emergency broadcast system, we are part of essential personnel, so we can continue to do our show. And we'll do it the way we are, with me social distancing here in Estero, with Chris in another room, and Pete at his house. And that's how we've been doing it for about 2 weeks now. It's worked pretty well. We're all still healthy. And
now
it all
it's
sounds
be another month.
Yeah, it'll be what? 2 weeks Friday, I believe, was our first show doing it like this.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Pete, last segment you mentioned that maybe we should do a remote at Carol's Tiger Sanctuary up the road.
That, and I was going to say, maybe we could put a poll up. Would if everything was legal and this could happen, could one of our listeners, would they, for a prize, go into one of Carol Baskin's tiger cages for 1 minute?
I'm going to tell you how the Beasley legal team will handle that. The answer is no.
Well, you can sign a waiver. You can sign a waiver. Locker room junk guy already said, yeah. I volunteer roses and bedroom guy for the inaugural right. Tiger Cage contest.
Now, when you say a prize, do you mean a T-shirt?
A gift card. T-shirt, gift whatever.
$25.
$20 to do a minute in a Tiger Cage. Big 12 guy says he's our guy. Big 12 guy's volunteering for it. So, okay. Anyway. All right. So, as we alluded to going into the break, a couple days ago, Tiger and Phil let it be known that they were kind of working on another Tiger versus Phil made for TV event to help out during coronavirus when nobody has anything going on. Pete, you are correct. And the PGA has put the kibosh on it. But here's what they were going to do and may at some point in the future. I don't know. It was going to be a 2-on-2 tournament. It was going to be Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning versus Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Now, how cool would that have been?
Would have been fantastic.
That would have been just a course to be announced. They didn't want to announce it. And it would not be on pay-per-view. It would be regular TV. In fact, TNT looked like they were going to be in the middle. And they were going to have Charles Barkley making commentary from another site
while
it's going on.
They had that.
I love it.
That was the pregame, if you will, for the last one.
Yeah, oh, that's
was
right.
TNT,
yes, that's
and, right. And they had yes. Charles Barkley a part of the pregame.
Yeah,
and Ernie Johnson and
was it Bill Murray there too? There's some celebrities.
I think
that
it was Samuel Jackson.
Oh, you're right.
But
you're
I
right.
could see how you can get those two confused.
Well, no, I'm saying not so much the commentary, but
right,
there were
right,
certain
right.
celebrities that were walking the course. I think Bill was one of them, but yeah.
Art, the Bills fan, he says he's in for this Tiger Cage contest. Dumpster Fire says prize, I'll do it for free.
Wow.
I think we're onto something, but we're not onto something.
We'll not do that. But,
and by the way, the next show, and I just got it from HBO, The Scheme, which came out last night. I'm going to watch it tonight. That is the one that, oh, my goodness, the HBO documentary revealing the damning wiretap audio featuring Will Wade discussing offers made to recruits, which, you know, I'm all for.
Right.
But to hear it on audio and to hear some of the LSU people before try to deny it that it even happened and then to hear the actual audio is just, it's just awesome.
Yeah.
Just awesome. And that's a 2-hour documentary that I'm going to be watching tonight. The Scheme came out last night on HBO. It has, you know, we've been talking about this at the upcoming for the last really 6 months and here it is. It looks fantastic.
Wow. Well, yeah, more time to thank you to the governor, more time to sit around and watch more TV.
So what did you do last night, you guys?
Let me think.
I drank.
Yeah.
Got home, had a couple Coronas. Big on the Corona right now.
Yeah.
And that has absolutely nothing to do with coronavirus.
Yep.
It's just this time of year, I'm big into Corona, and this will kind of carry me through the summer until we get closer to football season, which I'll go back to Yingling. Yingling is my fall beer.
Go-to?
So I had a couple Coronas last night. Polished it off with a couple vodkas.
Wow.
Wow. I went to bed.
That's heavy.
I had 1.5 drinks and went to bed. I was in bed, but we watched an episode of Ozark, and man, is it good. This, wow. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And I was in bed by 9:30 last night.
I'm embarrassed to say, I had a half of a Coors Light last night.
How? Did you put the top back on a previous half?
No, he committed alcohol abuse.
Or did you open a new one and then dump it?
He dumped it. I can read his mind from me.
No, I never dump. Here's the deal.
What'd you put? Put a piece of plastic over it?
He had the saran wrap.
No.
Like he's a room service in a hotel.
Damn it, you two. I knew I didn't want to mention this. Screw both of you. No, my wife's not a big drinker. She's typically the kind of, well, hey, if you open one up, can I have a sip? The first sip is always the best. I poured half of it out into a glass for her, and then I just drank the rest because I didn't want to waste it, and it was there. So I had it with dinner. And then I fell asleep. Not passed out. I fell asleep.
Watching what?
I don't remember.
Were you into news last night?
No,
I found that I can't do news.
In fact, when I came home last night, my wife had the American Movie Channel on with some black and white movie from the 40s. It was horrible. I said, what are you doing?
AMC?
Yeah. She goes, I can't watch Corona anymore. So I've got the most mindless thing that's on TV right now.
That's fair.
And so that was on.
Go to Netflix. AMC can watch Better Call Saul, but go to Netflix because you can watch the first four seasons. And then you should watch Breaking Bad right after that. Then you'd get the full gist. That would be a great project for you and the missus. Start with Better Call Saul, Season 1, Episode 1. Go all through four seasons on Netflix. You can get the fifth season on demand on regular AMC, on Xfinity. And then start Breaking Bad five seasons in a row. That'll keep you going, Craig, for 6 months.
I'm just not that interested, though. I got to be interested if I'm going to sit down and watch it. I got to be interested ahead of time.
You will be.
I'm not a guy that can go, well, let me try this. Maybe I'll like it halfway in like you're doing to Chris and wasting his time with Ozark.
No, it's not wasting his time. He likes it.
Hold on. It's not bad.
But it took you four episodes.
I agree, Craig. And in normal circumstances, no, I'm not wasting the 4 hours to try to get through that. But right now, what else am I going to do?
You are
going
to love it. It gets better and better and better.
I can only watch the Marvel movies so many times before I'm like, okay, I know every word to Black Panther.
Wow. Yeah.
By the way, don't you think, I think what's going to happen too is, you know, Xfinity, oh no, great service. They're offering a lot of movies already, pay-per-view movies that are in the theater. I think you're going to see a lot of that. I think Black Widow is going to be released right to cable. And I think it's going to start a trend. I think what's going to happen is going to start a trend. I think the businesses that are going to be in the most trouble, I mean, obviously, you feel badly for the bars and restaurant owners and the professional servers out there, but I think the movie industry, the movie theater industry, is because this is going to be a trend that's going to be set here, and it's going to make a lot of money, and people are going to be able to watch, which we've been talking about for a decade. You're going to be able to watch movies in the theater at home.
I saw my first commercial last night for a new movie coming out, and then it was tagged coming out on whatever it was, Netflix, pay-per-view, or whatever it was, say coming to theaters on April 1st. It was like coming to your social. I can't remember what it was. I think it was Sonic the Hedgehog.
I think the drive-in movie theater, they've got an opportunity here to make a little comeback.
I love that. Now, Chris, have you ever had a chance to go to a drive-in movie theater?
Never.
I have. We had them in Indiana when I was growing up. But it turned out that the property was always so valuable that they always sold it and the development went up. We actually had one near my neighborhood in Texas that we still went to. So my kids got to experience drive-in theaters.
Yep.
I remember the first movie drive-in I went to as a kid was actually Bambi. I was about 5 years old.
That's dark.
Yeah, he died. Spoiler alert. Or the mom died.
Mother died.
Yeah. So, I love driving through. So, did you have them up in the Northeast, Pete? Probably not, with property.
We did. There were a couple that were open. And, it was an interesting experience I had. Must have been 18 years old.
Yeah.
Girl I was dating was either 19 or 20.
Yeah.
And there were like two drive-thrus that were left open in Rhode Island. One was in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, which is kind of in the middle of nowhere, probably about a half hour north of Providence. Kind of, but anyway, it's right on 146, I believe, which is a pretty, you know, it's a main highway, but it's not like there's traffic jams all over the place.
Yes.
How do I say? We pulled in and
careful.
We thought it was something else. We thought it was something else, and ended up being an X-rated movie.
At a drive-thru?
At a drive-in. Yeah. Not a drive-thru, but a drive-in.
Or a drive-in.
That's awesome.
And the funny part of it was right in the middle of summer, daylight savings time, and you really couldn't see the screen. This movie started at like 7:15, but you really couldn't see it till about 8 o'clock because the light was so bad because the sun was shining on the screen.
Well, it takes a half hour for the plot to get
also,
going anyway.
You listen to the audio through your radio.
Right.
How?
So,
what do you like?
They got an AM frequency.
They got a 100-watt frequency, and you can dial it in on a station like an 89.9 on your dial.
But what's funny is there were houses like across the street, and you saw, you know, some younger people, and you know, outside you could pick up the frequency, so they couldn't see it, but they're listening to it on the radio.
That's hilarious.
Oh, anyway, man. it was kind of fun.
Big 12 guy says that it was referring to the theater that I went to, by Showboat Drive-In Theater, Craig. Been there. Yeah, and actually, I don't know if you know this Big 12 guy, but right next door is a big piece of property. That's A.J. Foyt's ranch. It's where he lives. Just FYI. He still lives there to this day. Yeah.
The driver, right?
Yeah. Four-time Indy 500 winner.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
No, that's kind of famous.
No, I didn't.
It's like, you know, Roger Maris, 61. AJ Foyt, 4. You just know these things.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Maybe Hoosiers.
Like Indiana University, 5 titles. You just know it.
North Carolina, 5 titles.
Yeah, well, we got 2 of our 5 against you. You could have had 7.
50 years ago.
No. In the 80s, Isaiah. Yeah, fact. All right. Each day. Let me hit the phones here. And my whole thing's down. Help me out.
Art, the Bills fan.
Art, the Bills fan, is calling in. Welcome,
Art.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Not much, man.
Okay. It seems like you've all seen Tiger King, and if you're looking for the same kind of genre, Amazon Prime is showing The Whites of West Virginia. I don't know if you ever saw it. WHITES.
The Whites of West Virginia.
I have Amazon Prime. I've seen it.
What's it about?
This is white people of West Virginia.
The best. I mean, if you can't get enough of Tiger King, this is your one to go to.
Is there inbreeding going on?
Oh.
Probably.
Are there a lot of teeth?
Is there whittling?
My
whittling,
wife,
rocking chairs?
No, it's Hank Williams Jr. No, Hank Williams III is in it.
Huh.
And it just gets better. It's like a roller coaster when you're first going up and it never stops. It just keeps going. It's like, oh my God. It makes you feel good as a Floridian. It's like, these people are messed up.
All right, and this is on what network?
Amazon?
Amazon Prime.
Prime. It was on HBO about 10 years ago, and I think they're showing it because of Tiger King. It's like white trash cinema is freaking, it's beautiful.
All right, Art. Thank you for the recommendation.
Speaking of Hank Williams Jr., after sitting out on the back porch last night for a few hours, decided to get into some classic country.
Yeah.
A lot of Hank Williams Jr.
Are you ready for some football?
Played some, we did a Family Tradition.
Really?
Which is just spectacular. My wife knows every word to that song.
Sounds a little twangy to me.
Family Tradition?
Yeah.
A little twangy?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll play it.
Okay, I want to hear someone at the top of the hour. Now, hey, Chris, in all honesty, pick a good one, okay? Not like
Family Tradition is spectacular.
Like
it's spectacular.
Is it upbeat or is it a lot of like twangy, annoying, like nails on a chalkboard country? I mean, what is it?
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's Hank Williams Jr., so it's not like high pitched twangy, but it's twangy.
Any of it? Like, are you ready for some football? Because I like that one.
Yeah, kind of like that.
All right. Each day, we are highlighting a different local restaurant that is still open for business. Today, it's Gather. In Cape Coral, 5971 Silver King Boulevard. And you can order takeout by calling 239-673-9939. Check it out. I got the full menu online at gathercape.com. Help out these local businesses. Sound Street next. Sheeman to Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
About you.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right. While we are shutting down the state of Florida effective at midnight tomorrow, according to our governor, the NFL, Jeff Pasch, NFL executive, VP, and lead counsel just whistling in the wind. Says the league still planning on a full regular season with fans.
Our planning, our expectation is fully directed at playing a full season, starting on schedule. All of our discussions, all of our focus has been on a normal, traditional season, starting on time, playing in front of fans in our regular stadiums and going through the full 16-game regular season and a full set of playoffs. If things take a different turn, then we'd have to address it you know, in a more substantial way. But for the time being, we're pretty confident that we'll be able to go on schedule.
Keep in mind, these guys live and work in New York, ground zero for coronavirus. I want to dive back into that comment at 3 o'clock when we come back.
Yeah.
Here's Booger McFarland. The NFL is rewarding mediocrity with this new playoff format. He said this morning on Get Up, and frankly, it makes a lot of sense.
I think when you look at what we've had, which it rewards the top two seeds, especially teams that go on and have outstanding season, you get that bye, and that bye is important from a mental health and a physical health standpoint. Also, I don't like adding teams to the postseason. I think it should be hard to win a championship, and the more people that you bring into it, the more people that you give an opportunity to, you're rewarding mediocrity. Because when we talk about the Rams and the Steelers, we both know those situations, it was highly unlikely based on the regular season that the Rams and the Steelers had, they were going to make any kind of hay in the postseason, but we're going to reward them and bring them into the postseason. I don't like it, and it's definitely going to pay a big deal for teams not getting that bye.
That's the smartest thing Booger McFarland's ever said. Yeah. If you heard our show yesterday, you know why I'm saying
that. Even the discussion we had, I mean, I wouldn't change it if it were me, but because I liked it the way it was, but I also didn't want to change it either in 1990. I remember I was not happy when they decided, but, you know, I think it was perfect the way it was now.
That's what I said for an hour yesterday, and you guys hung me on.
No. You said you didn't want. You said there were certain cases before this expansion that you just don't like the 9-7 or 10-16.
But the crux of my whole argument was it is fine the way it is. Let's not dilute it.
But as we went through we went through this exercise a couple weeks ago. We're not rewarding mediocrity. By rewarding mediocrity is having divisions set up and allowing 7-9 teams to host playoff games and 8-8 teams to host playoff games. These are wild card teams. They're not hosting anything. They're simply getting in so that the NFL can go sell an additional two playoff games every single year. That's why this thing was put in.
Here's Chuck Clark from Baltimore. He also not a big fan of playoff expansion, but he will accept it.
For a lot of guys, you know, looking at an extra game, guys don't want to play that, just speaking on general. I mean, and then you look at the expansion of the playoffs, you know, you want teams in there that are actually that's deserving of it. You know, you look at the expansion of an extra team into the playoffs, you know, are they really deserving of it? For, you know, their win and losses throughout the season. So, I mean, it's kind of tough for both sides, you know, but, I mean, that's what it's going to be now, and that's what you got to go with and rock with. So, that's how it's going to be.
I didn't know if that woman in the background was Chuck Clark's wife or Pete Shepard's wife.
No, that was Chuck Clark's wife. My wife just went out with the dog, so she's no one's home but me.
All right.
Although somebody is coming between 4 and 5 o'clock to remember that thing I told you we're going to have that some.
Oh yeah, bench put in.
Bench put in, yeah.
Oh yeah, that's
good
right.
Thing today.
Mm. Yeah.
Let me squeeze in one more here because we're late. Here's Lewis Riddick on ESPN. Says the NFL personnel, they need to just accept the new normal.
Some of the smartest people in this country who are dealing with things far greater than football can't see a week ahead of time from now. You know, can't see. Quite honestly, a day ahead of time, let alone trying to forecast what's going to happen in August and September and October and then all the way into January and about things such as football or sports anyway. So, I mean, I hear them. It's been par for the course for the NFL right now to continue to try and conduct business as usual. Some people like it, some people don't. You know, everyone has their opinion about it, but I really don't put much stock into it other than to just say, hey, look, let's just see what tomorrow brings. You know, the draft is on. We're preparing for that. That's really where my focus is from a professional standpoint outside of taking care of the family. And, that's pretty much how I'm approaching each day.
All right, when we come back, I want to dive into that comment and Jeff Pasch's comment about the NFL just still planning as a business as usual for the regular season with fans, the whole deal. It seems to be counterproductive or counterintuitive to what we're talking about with the rest of the world. All that and more coming up. Hour number two, Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.